This broadcast is brought to you by the Legatum Institute, an international think tank and educational charity. We hope you enjoy this event.
This is Shankar Singham at the Legatum Institute. I'm the Director of Economic Policy and Prosperity Studies here, and I'm here with Jeff Schott, who is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. So Jeff, welcome to the Legatum Institute. You and I have known each other for probably two plus decades now, and have been in the trenches on a number of trade negotiations and trade policy matters over the years. It's great to have you here. You were very kind to give us your lunchtime thoughts earlier on about the global trade agenda and trade policy issues. I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. One, your view of the global trade agenda, specifically WTO, international trade agreements like TTIP and TPP, the trade in services agreement at the WTO plurilateral level. We've got a period of international trade where we don't have a lot of good news. Many of these agreements are stalled or stalling. What's your reflection on the outlook for global trade and the challenges and threats that we face?
Well, I think you're right, Shankar, that the negotiating momentum is slowing. Part of it is the difficulty in a low-growth environment in getting political support for changing current policies, because that's what you essentially are doing when you negotiate a trade agreement, making commitments to change and open up your markets in return for changes and openings that would benefit you in foreign markets. It's more difficult to get public support to do that when growth is slowing, competition is tight, and there's a risk of losing market share. So political constituencies, whether it be manufacturing, labor, services, agriculture, become much more risk averse. And we're beginning to see that even in areas where agreements have been concluded and are pending ratification. In the United States, we have a very fractious debate over the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. In Europe, you have not only the ongoing negotiations of a transatlantic trade agreement, but the ratification of the trade agreement with Canada, which has been pending for some time. I think this reflects that concern and among political constituencies of growing competition and risk of losing market share.
Very interesting. And of course, we're sitting here in the UK where the referendum has just come down to the Brexit vote to pull the UK out of the European Union. What is your reflection on what the UK should be doing, and what would your advice be to the UK government at this moment?
Well, I think there has to be a lot of planning and preparation. And perhaps the best way to do that is envisaging what would be different and how the different options would affect the British government wants to achieve in terms of its economic policies. You do that by benchmarking against what exists now and what the various options afterwards would be. So if you're thinking about what would be a viable international trade agreement with third countries, you might look at the TPP and say, okay, here is the most comprehensive free trade agreement that's been negotiated among groups of country, including many countries that the United Kingdom would like to strengthen trade relations with going forward. How do British policies or expected British policies match with the obligations in the TPP? If there isn't much of a gap, then there probably wouldn't be a big change, and it would be relatively easy to reach that type of negotiation. If there are big gaps, say perhaps in financial services, then you would see where the challenges were, and then you could better calculate the costs and benefits of each initiative.
One of the areas that the Legatum Institute is very concerned about, and we've issuing a report, publishing a report next week on 21st century trade policy tools, or tools to deal with 21st century trade policy problems, if you will. We see behind the border barriers, anti-competitive market distortions as the problem in global trade now. Tariffs have been reduced in most sectors, not in all obviously, but in most. And these behind the border distortions, regulatory barriers, anti-competitive distortions in other ways, are very pernicious and damage global trade. The gains from resolving them are very, very significant. And you know, we think that some new ideas need to be brought to the table here. And one of those ideas is the proposal that actually was made in 2008 by the Romney campaign, actually, in the US presidential election. It was the notion of a prosperity zone, of a group of like-minded countries that essentially believe in open trade, competition on the merits as an organizing principle, and property rights protection, to explore what tools we can actually agree amongst ourselves when our starting point is that we agree these things, to lower the overall level of distortions in the world. What's your reaction to that sort of idea?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that the biggest distortions are in the behind the barrier, behind the border regulatory policies that can discriminate and cause distortions in production and investment decisions. The challenge and why it's difficult, even if governments decide to move forward with that type of negotiation, is that often the government negotiator doesn't have total control over an independent regulator. That's particularly true in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so efforts by the United States to have a 21st century trade accord, as promoted by politicians, in the Asia-Pacific region, in transatlantic, have fallen way short of the lofty ambitions originally stated, because of the difficulty in coordinating with essentially independent political actors.
Right.
I think the first thing that has to be done is to get better recognition of the nature of the problem and the extent that it affects, imposes costs on each economy. And that over time, I think, will help generate more political support for that type of negotiation.
Great. Jeff Schott, thank you very much for coming to the Legatum Institute. We look forward to working with you and bringing you back. I think you're going to come to London more frequently in the future, and we look forward to having you back with us soon.
Thank you for inviting me.
To hear more podcasts from the Legatum Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.